So meditation, as I already said, is this technique or this method for acquainting our mind, getting our mind familiar with virtuous thoughts or thoughts and feelings that give rise to happiness, thoughts and feelings that do not give rise to anxiety and depression. Meditation is about getting used to the causes of happiness, the cause of joy and so forth. And it's not just about learning new techniques or new ideas. It's actually something we have to put into practice regularly. In fact, I would say every day. We need a daily practice, just like every day we eat, every day we breathe, every day we bathe. Every day we have many habits that we engage in. And, you know, please, if you want to get free from all of your mental difficulties, putting meditation into your daily routine is the best way. It's the best way to make it a daily habit for the rest of your life. So it's something that you need to make time for. You need to like find time in your life, 10 minutes, 15 minutes in the morning, maybe in the evening, to find that calm space that meditation brings about. But as I say, many people who are interested in overcoming these mental problems say, I can't meditate, I've tried it. So the technique is this one. Not sure I'm going to give it a name, but you can say, turn to wood, turn to stone, become like an inanimate object, okay? A dead person or something like this. No thoughts, no feelings. So then there's another thing I want to just touch upon that is harmful. These conditions, I say condition, anxiety, depression, unhappiness and so forth, discouragement, these are in truth, were just bad mental habits, you know, just a habit of thinking, a way of thinking or a way of, I don't know, conceiving that always produces unhappiness. And you probably know that if you have a habit, it's because at one time you didn't have the habit and then you did something once and then you did it again, then you did it again, then you did it again, and eventually becomes a habit. And we have many habits which are good habits, you know, like eating food is okay as long as you don't eat too much. Bathing is okay as long as you don't bathe too much. You know, like some habits are good, beneficial. The habits we have with our mind matter a lot, because if we have negative habits of mind, our mind will become extremely unhappy. So I'd like us to think about anxiety, depression, instead of being like some condition or disease or genetic immovability, something like this, we must think it's just a habit. It's just a habit of mind. It's been going over 20 years or however long you've had these difficulties, but it's just a habit I need to break. I need to overcome it. And whether or not we have the capacity or ability to do that, I think depends upon what we believe about ourselves. What is our belief in ourselves and about ourselves? And I'm going to suggest that there are many things we can believe about ourselves, many, many different things, but there are two types of belief. One is extremely helpful, one is extremely unhelpful. So we can think like, if we're the kind of person who thinks, you know, everything always goes wrong for me, I'm a victim. I don't have any ability to change my circumstances. I've always been unhappy. I always will be unhappy. So it's like a defeatist way of believing that we can't improve, we can never get better, and things actually are just going to get worse. So what can we do? We just resign ourselves. We believe this is how it is. You know, it's more than pessimism. It's quite a bad negative way of thinking all the time. Everything's going to go wrong. Then, that's another way we can think, I have potential. Right now, things are not perfect for me. You know, I'd like lots of things to change in my life, but I've got the potential to improve. I believe that I have some capacity. I have some ability. I've got some agency. I can do certain things. You know, I've got friends who can encourage me. And I think if I put some energy in, then I can actually improve things for the better. So that's another way of thinking about ourselves, believing that we have some ability to change for the better. So the question comes like, well, which of these two is the truth? You know, which is true about ourselves? What is the true? What is our true nature? Are we truly a depressed and negative person and there's no hope? Or are we truly a positive, full of potential person for whom the sky's the limit? Which is it? Which are we? And I'm not sure that's such a helpful question, frankly. I don't think it's such a helpful question because we're looking for something that doesn't exist. What we need is a habit of thinking. So I would say that the real question should be, which of these two types of belief is the most beneficial for us? Which is the most beneficial? Which is the most helpful? Which way of believing will fulfill our wishes? And it's obvious which one, isn't it? It's the second one. It's a positive one, isn't it? Because I do have potential, I do have agency, I have a future. Things can improve. Of course they can also get worse. The question is, do I have self-belief? Do I have capacity and confidence in myself that I can improve things? Okay, so thinking like that is bound to make things improve. If we have that thought habitually, things will improve. If we have the other thought, it's guaranteed things will just get worse. So I'm just putting that out there. I'm just suggesting, you know, we need to learn to think differently if we're going to help ourselves.